So as part of the American Society of Civil Engineers, or ASCE, that's how we'll refer to them often, as part of their advocacy for infrastructure improvements, they've prepared a comprehensive assessment of the nation's major infrastructure systems in what they call a report card for America's infrastructure. And they issue this every 4 years since 1998. The last time this quadrennial report card was issued in 2021, Edith joined our OG podcast host, Bernie Fetty, to discuss the report card. Now, earlier this year, the 2025 version of this report card was published. So before getting into the letter grades of pavement and bridges, let's talk a little bit about some of the big picture trends these guys discussed at a national level. The first major trend they noted centered on the subject of resilience. The report states, quote, "Aging infrastructure systems are increasingly vulnerable to natural disasters and extreme weather events, creating unexpected and often avoidable risks to public safety and the economy," close quotes. So for the two of you, are you guys seeing public infrastructure owners at the state and local level paying more attention to resilience as they plan and construct roads and bridges? Jamie, how are you seeing resilience being addressed by you and your peer state DOTs?
So I would say that definitely resilience is considered more than ever across the nation and at TxDOT and the local level. And so we're definitely seeing that nationally.
Edith?
I agree with Jamie. Yes, I think resilience is getting a lot more attention now, especially after extreme events. If you remember that winter storm we had here in Texas, February 2021, created a lot of problems like widespread power outages. People couldn't drive because of ice and extreme cold. So that forces agencies to rethink what are they going to do about these events, right? What materials are going to select? What design and construction practices they're going to do in order for infrastructure in general, not just roads or bridges, to withstand these extreme conditions. So for pavements, I think you could look into engineer materials or revising existing methods or specifications to ensure that the way you are combining these materials and putting them down in construction are able to withstand these more extreme conditions that we're all experiencing year by year. I think the ASCE report mentions that for every dollar you spend on resilience, you can have a $13 in post-disaster recovery cost savings. So I think that makes a strong case for making this type of investment.